This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 17th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item, which is the actual item 7, is the... I don't have it put together. Is commission documents public disclosure policies, and I understand that
I've
with
respect
you've asked. Well, you've asked for the portions that
no,
you,
I asked for item 7 to be held over.
Well, you know, I don't think these are actually tied together in the sense that this. Issue relating to the memorandum from the acting general counsel is separate from your issues relating to enforcement. These two have been around a very long time, and I don't understand what is your concern about having a discussion about the portions that don't relate to your particular item that you've raised.
Would you delineate, Madam Chair, which items?
Yes, it's item 15-27B, I believe, and 15-27C, and...
Hold on. Perhaps Mr. Calvert may help us. Mr. Calvert, one of those addressed my proposal. One of those was about other
documents.
One of them
documents. Did. That's
so which
correct.
One is which? I've read both of them.
Well, the one. Let me just say the part that mentions your proposal certainly could be exempted, and I'd like that also responded to if we.
Madam Chair, I've requested that the whole item be held. Now, if the commission's not going to recognize my hold, I'll accede to. But I've requested if I asked the entire item just be held. I felt that we were discussing greater disclosure of commission records overall. They were placed. The chair is the person who placed these all together as an item 7.
That's correct.
And so I asked that item 7 be held because we were discussing how to make more documents publicly available overall. And now there are two general counsel memoranda here. I believe, or maybe there are three. One of them directly relates to my proposal, and the other one was about other documents. It wasn't, I've asked that the entire item be held. So I guess first I'd like a parliamentary inquiry. Right. Will the chair recognize my request to hold the entire item?
I will recognize your request, and I'll hold the entire item over. I was just suggesting that they are not related, and I'm not certain what your rationale is for wanting to hold over something that is potentially unrelated and that could be discussed today.
They are more related than the two rulemakings we just combined in one motion.
Well, Mr. Patalis.
Yeah, thank you. I have sort of a related parliamentary inquiry, which is in moving to item 7, the commission did not address a couple of the items under item 6 that were pending still, and I just want to make sure it's still the intent of the commission to address those. The technical modernization and...
We had a discussion about the technical modernization, and that has been also requested that it be...
I don't know who requested
that
it be held from discussion. I do know that Mr. Commissioner Hunter's office... said that we weren't prepared to vote.
Right. But I thought we had a conversation in the interim today and decided to hold
I'll defer to the vice chair's desire on that.
Yeah, I think on that matter, I think in the interest of time and sanity, I think it would be a good thing to hold that until the next meeting.
Right, and there's...
And there's also item B, I think, was the other
right.
One.
The party segregated accounts.
We have discussed that previously. We've had a colloquy about it.
Mm-hmm.
it was my proposal at one time that I would vote for that as drafted by the Office of General Counsel, despite my reservations about it, if we could marry it with the state and local party proposal that I made. And there didn't seem to be any interest in proceeding in that package. And so I believe this one stays on the table for the time being.
Okay.
Unless somebody wants to move it now. I'm not prepared to vote for it alone.
That was the question. Do you want it to be held with the other documents, or do you want to have it discussed
today? I'm
sorry,
on this item, Madam Chair, item 6, I'm not holding anything.
No, I mean your own proposals, which was agenda document 15-54A, and on regulatory relief for political parties.
Those really are one item, because one amends the other, and we have voted that out, and it failed by a vote of 3-3.
Okay, so that
so I'm not still proposing that here today,
or ever.
I may come back
that's
again.
That's off the agenda.
January or February with something, okay. But that well, that's yeah. Unless okay. Some other commissioner requests to keep them on agenda, I have not.
Okay.
As for the other item, that is OGC's document. I'm right. Not prepared to support it. If someone wants to move it, stand alone. But I'm not holding it.
And it what? Commissioner Weintraub.
I'm not sure whether further I asked my colleagues whether further discussion or thought would assist them, or whether we should just have an up or down vote on this proposal right now, which is in 15-54B. It's an outline of a draft NPRM that would implement the party segregated accounts. Congress in the Cromnibus last year made changes to what party committees can accept. And I actually think it would be really helpful if our reg book would acknowledge that. Because right now, if you looked at our reg book, you might not realize that parties can accept as much money as they can. So I think it would be a good thing if our regulations were in sync with the law. And I would be prepared to move this right now that we ask that we direct the Office of General Counsel to.
I'm sorry, are you making a motion, or are you saying you're prepared to? Because as I was going to, before you make the motion, I was just going to interject.
Well, my question to my colleagues is I'm prepared to make this motion and to vote in support of it today. And the motion would be to direct the Office of General Counsel to draft an NPRM along the lines of the outline that is laid out in agenda document number 15-54B. Now, if my colleagues have not made up their mind on that proposal or they want more time on it, I am happy not to make that motion. If you've already made up your mind on it, then we might as well get it over with.
Right.
Speaking solely for myself, there are aspects of this I could support, and there are aspects of this as written, which we have previously discussed at this table, that I cannot support. And so I couldn't support that motion today, but I do hold open the possibility that we could continue to discuss this. Now, just so you know, by way of full disclosure, I don't know that I'm going to want to support this without addressing other regulatory issues for the parties. So that, you know, if you want to push it to a 3-3 vote, but my point is there are provisions here that may be salutary and helpful to the parties and provide us clarity and them clarity in the process. So I guess what I'm saying is it's possible I could support this. It would need edits, but I don't want to support it standalone without adding other party regulatory proposals.
So I want to be clear on what I want to make sure I understand you. So is your position that unless we also incorporate the ideas in agenda document number 15-54A, that you are unwilling to engage in a rulemaking to
I'm not prepared to say that definitively. I mean, we could modify this perhaps in ways that I could support standalone. I cannot support it standalone as is today.
Okay.
And the only way I was prepared to support this as is if we packaged it with a broader set of issues for the parties, in which case I would have supported it without an edit notwithstanding my reservations about certain provisions. So it's possible we could ameliorate those concerns, and I guess what I'm saying is possible. And I haven't formed an opinion that I couldn't, under any conditions, support this.
Well, if I could just respond to that. I mean, I don't know how anybody else feels, and I don't want to preclude anybody else, but my own view based on that is that I would prefer not to, you know, push it to a vote right now in hopes that you will actually provide us with some guidance as to what sort of edits you would like to see that would make it acceptable to you.
Well, I haven't studied line by line, but the big issue that I saw and we discussed at the table was it countermands the advisory opinion we gave the Democratic National Committee and the Republican National Committee last year. And I do not support countermanding that advisory opinion.
Are you unwilling to have a question about it in an NPRM as to what we should do about that advisory opinion?
It's possible I'd have to read that, but listen, I'm trying to be helpful.
That's
a very specific concern that I discussed at this table, but that's the one that came to mind immediately. Now, there may be other items in here. Some of the items I thought were fair, provided clarity to everyone. Some of them I think are very fair in here. Not that I've studied it or even discussed it.
Yeah, I was going to say, which ones do you think are fair?
Oh, well,
so
no,
that
I mean,
we can go from there.
Well, it'll be the issue of addressing transfers among accounts. You know, the administrative accounts shouldn't be able to subsidize the election account. I agree with that. There are things in here that...
Good. That's progress.
Yes, and that's a very pro-regulatory position. I mean, but it seems commonsensical, and it seems implicit in the statute or the legislative language that Congress gave us. So those are... but, for example, and Mr. Noddy, you may be able to tell me whether this has anything to say on this issue. I believe it does.
On the transfer issue?
The transfer issue.
Yes.
If the election account spends money on building or legal, the legal or building, I believe this is in there, Mr. Noddy, should be able to reimburse the election account for those purposes that were for which those accounts were set up. I believe you addressed that here.
I don't remember how explicitly it says that, but yes, that's it. If those exact words aren't in there, that's certainly part of the gist of it. Yes.
So those are some of the issues that we could conceivably address. But so if you want to take more time with it, let's take more time.
Well, I would encourage you to actually. I'm comfortable with it the way it is. I'm happy to hear all of your concerns. I would encourage you to take some time to look at the document. I mean, I don't know whether we want to refer this to the Regs Committee or we just want to make this anybody can pitch in discussion. But let's not save it till we put it on an agenda and then the day before suddenly people start looking.
If I have confidence that the Regulations Committee is going to meet and roll up its sleeves and do this work, then I would be happy to refer this to the Regulations Committee. I lost confidence in the Regulations Committee this year, which is why I started bringing regulatory proposals directly to the public meetings.
Which is a prerogative of any commissioner.
Yes, it is.
It certainly is, and I exercise that prerogative, and that's why I exercise that prerogative.
As did we.
And you did, and you started it.
Right.
And so I just joined the party, okay?
I'm glad you liked it.
Probably the only time we'll be in the same party.
I would say let's let the Regulations Committee undertake this if there is a commitment of the Regulations Committee to meet and undertake some of these issues. In fact, I would take the tech modernization regulation, and we could do the same thing if I have confidence that I don't even know who's going to be on the Regulations Committee next year.
I think the tech modernization was already on. We already discussed it to some degree.
Issues.
I understand. Here's the problem that I have with this is that, you know, OGC's memo in this particular matter was out to the commission in May of this year.
Which one are we discussing now?
The
NPRM for party segregated accounts?
Yes. No. The one that we're to discuss. Yes. Party segregated accounts.
Which document are we discussing? Tech modernization?
No, the party segregated accounts. Tech modernization, I'm not sure. I don't have the.
If I recall correctly.
But I'm worried about timing. I'm worried about having it extend
that I
out.
I never was able to.
Yeah, it's the outline that came to the regs committee.
Yeah, and who made that public? Because the Office of General Counsel did not make that public. And no one on this side of the table made that public. In other words, if my call, it went public at the request of a commissioner with no input of other commissioners and no opportunity.
This document? Are you talking about?
The convention account one.
Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah, we didn't discuss.
Well, in any case, I mean, my point is only that I would hate to have it go. I mean, it's been on this commission's agenda, both of these, for a number of times, and I would hate to have it go back into purgatory. It would, and since you're ready to think about various issues, it might make more sense to have some discussion.
I think Commissioner Weintraub and I are the only two who've expressed a strong opinion about it up till now. I've laid bare some concerns.
And if you want to have further conversations that get into the nitty-gritty, I welcome you to walk next door and come into my office. I'm happy to talk to you about it. And maybe we could amend this document in a way that would make it more palatable to you.
Special Purpose Regulations Committee.
What's your bill?
I was just going to weigh in and just say that I think it would be actually helpful not to make the motion now. I think there is some real potential for crafting something that might be a standalone. I share Commissioner Goodman's concern that I think that there would need to be some modifications, but I think that there may be some way, there may be a path forward. So, and I think that that's. Worth pursuing between now and the next meeting to see if there's that possibility.
All right, so we'll hold over this matter until at least preliminarily the first open meeting. Is that a sufficient time?
No.
Yeah. Then it will be.
I don't mind it being placed on the agenda.
Yes,
by the way, it's been
then,
on the agenda, and we have discussed it. I mean, I've been open about. I have discussed it.
Yeah,
now we haven't resolved my concerns. I just don't know that we'll be in a position to rewrite the outline between now and. I mean, it's very detailed. A lot of work went into it, Mr. Noti. You're commended. You know, for the. Mr. Stepanovich, you're commended for the amount of work and thought that's gone into it. It's apparent on the document. But, you know, it's going to take a lot of work. So I don't know whether I'm prepared to vote for it in January. I do plan on taking some time off.
But at least it can be a placeholder so it doesn't get lost.
I'm not looking to make it get lost. But okay. If we send it to the Regulations Committee, we haven't resolved that. If we send it to the Regulations Committee is going to have to do some work on it. It may not be ready to come back to a blue agenda at the first meeting in January. The question is, do you want to send it to the Regulations Committee for further work?
Whatever is the most efficient way of getting it done.
Well, we might have a new regulation committee, so why not?
Well, we're not going to have a new regulations committee immediately, right?
And I'm just throwing that out.
We've got to
just figure out when you some timing that'll work on that side. Let's make it work and see if we can maybe get a partial something down the road.
Madam Chair, I recommend that we take the technological modernization regulation and agenda document number 15-54B and refer them to the Regulations Committee of the Commission. I'll make that a motion.
Okay.
Just so that we have a way forward.
There's a motion on the table. All those in favor? Is there more discussion?
I don't think we need a motion for that. I'd be happy to proceed down that path.
Okay, I just didn't see it being brought to some conclusion, so I decided to crystallize it in a motion.
Okay. Mr. Noti.
Just for technological modernization, just to point out, that document is the product of very extensive deliberations and discussions among the Regulations Committee and others.
Right.
I just wanted to make sure everybody was aware of that.
Yeah.
And it's frankly my understanding that having gone through some narrowing in the and scope discussions in the regs committee that fairly recently you decided you wanted to throw some new issues in there.
Well, we only discussed it fairly recently. I've only had one opportunity to discuss it. Ms. Selenkoff was here, and I asked questions. For example, I mean, it was the first time we got to discuss this.
Right. You don't have to wait for a meeting.
At the last meeting, and well, the public has a right to listen to us discuss these as well. So, and one question that I had was if we were expanding the definition of website to include internet-enabled devices or applications everywhere we saw the word website in our regulations. Why weren't we doing that where the term website appeared in the press exemption? That made me decide, well, you know, as long as we're looking at the press exemption and website, perhaps we could add books, moving pictures, and videos to the press exemption. That looks like a technological modernization and would codify some advisory opinions here because books, moving pictures, and videos, the Supreme Court has said, are part of the press entitled to the Free Press Clause. So there are other provisions. I'll work through the press committee, or we can discuss it here. Small electronic displays, or the term small electronic communications, could be added to the small items exemption as long as we are updating these regulations for technological modernization. I discussed at the table. I had questions about referring to bitcoins when there are many media of exchange as currency and taking that presumption that they're currency as opposed to calling them alternative mediums of exchange.
Commissioner, could I?
Interject. You said that that was the first chance we ever had to have this discussion.
Let me just suggest, in my humble opinion, that editing a 100-page-plus document by bringing it to the full commission and having commissioners say, well, on page 77, I have a problem on line 13, is not a very efficient way of us resolving it. So if you would like to, you seem to feel strongly about these issues. My suggestion is that it might be more efficient if you marked up the document and gave us something to react to that we could read, not at the table, but, you know, with time for...
Then I will renew my motion that we refer these two rulemakings to the Regulations Committee. There's a motion on the floor. I mean, do you want me to write this up in a memorandum? By the way, I have a draft memorandum. It's not blue, but I have one on these very changes. Now, I could go blue and we could discuss these and hash them out at a public meeting like this.
No, I'm actually suggesting that you send it to us so
right,
we could look
so we
at
can
it
know
in
what
advance
they are.
And think about it.
Okay. Well, I can make it a public document and you
or
can react
you can
to it. Or we can work through a regulations committee. Those are the two opportunities we have to hash this out as a commission and work on the actual draft.
Well, those aren't the only ways.
That's right.
Of
There's a
it
third
out.
Way to hash
there,
it
there
out.
There is the way that the commission has historically done it, which is that if a commissioner wishes to edit a rulemaking document, he edits the rulemaking document, circulates it electronically through that new medium of email to all commissioners so that all commissioners have a chance to look at the document in advance of coming to the meeting. Sitting in a public meeting and going over for the first time, oh, you have a problem on page 77, is not conducive to thoughtful decision making. That's my suggestion.
Okay. I will circulate my thoughts via memorandum either late this month or early January, and we can consider them. Now, there's a motion on the floor, Madam Chair.
Well, would you be willing to accept a friendly amendment to your motion to bifurcate
these?
Well,
tell me what the amendment is, and we can vote on the amendment.
Well, to have this one remain on the commission agenda. I'm just concerned about the length of time. So have this one on the agenda and have the other one go to the Rules Committee.
I will accept that. By the way, I'll vote for that if it's an amendment to the pending motion.
Yes.
I will vote for that, or I will amend my motion to say we will keep technological modernization on the public agenda. I will distribute blue a memorandum proposing changes to be discussed at the table at the next public meeting, as well as before the public meeting, and we will refer my motion is to refer the party implementing party segregated accounts to the Regulations Committee for further work.
Okay. All right. Are there any further comments about that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Madam Secretary, that motion, you have that motion, I take it. I ask you.
Yes, and the, and 1554B is being referred to the Regulations Committee.
Bear with me. Yes, ma'am. 15-54-B, entitled Reg 2014-10, outline of draft NPRM implementing party segregated accounts, is being referred to the Regulations Committee for further work.
Thank you.
Okay. So that motion is unanimous of those at the table, and we are still awaiting the vote from Commissioner Walther, who stepped out. Okay. Now, where are we? Multi-state IEs.
Before you close that vote, Commissioner Walther's back.
Oh. Commissioner Walther. The motion was...
I'm for it.
Great. That is unanimous, Madam Secretary. All right, the next item is